Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on his phone down there in the south. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
You had some housekeeping things you wanted to take care of, and I do too. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody what you need.
Well, one thing I wanted to mention, and I really wanted to express my deep gratitude for the people that helped, and we now have, the vehicle back on the road, and it's doing well. It was more expensive having the repair than we expected, but the Lord was gracious, and enough people had it on their hearts to send us enough to take care of it. So I just say thank you, guys, everybody out there that helped me during this time, and Darnette, thank you so much. It meant a lot. It really meant a lot. And I wanted to also, you got an email from someone, and they were wondering how to subscribe to the Substack, and the easiest way to do that is just go to LarryWTaylor.substack.com. And just go in and subscribe, and you can subscribe free. There's no charge, and it's not every day. I'm not trying to inundate your mailbox with news, but every 2 or 3 days or whatever, I put out a Substack, and it's got information that you probably won't hear anywhere on media on it that you need to know about. And also, I just remind people that the blog is out today. I got a new one out today, and I really appreciate people for their prayers, for their support, for their help, because we're in tough times. And by the way, for those that prayed for me, thank you, because I am doing better. Darnette is doing better.
All right. Well, good. People need to pray for each other now. We're moving into some really hard times. And as far as I've got, we have a new prophetic insider up. We're back on the Best Global Report, and that's a subscription. And Borderlands, that's a subscription. Each one is 2 hours in length, at least 2 hours in length, and sometimes over that. But anyway, we've got a new BGR going out. We got a new Prophetic Insider going out, and the Twilight Magazine will soon be up. And I wanted to tell everybody that Randy Yarbrough passed away here in late February. I don't know if you folks all remember Randy. We did a lot of shows with Randy here on Night Shadows, as well as interviews on his own radio program out there in Denver. I was probably on with Randy 100 times or more. A wonderful guy, and just pray for his wife. She's having trouble, of course. Losing a husband is not pleasant, and she's just pray for her. And it's one of those things where the Lord just is calling a lot of his people home now. Getting them out of the way for what's coming. It's too bad. But life is short here. And he was a very serious Christian, had wonderful knowledge about the monetary system and how all of that worked, and emergency rules, emergency laws that they were doing, and how the IRS works and all of that sort of thing. It's just too bad we lost him, because his information was paramount of importance for people. Anyway, I guess that concludes our housekeeping. Larry, where do you want to start on the news?
Well, it's one thing that's kind of interesting is a retired general spoke out today. Actually, it was on American Military News, and retired General Robert Spalding is now warning America that our woke regime is actively teaming up with the enemies of the United States. What do you think?
Yeah, this is, we call it treason. No, nobody dares call it what it is. It's kind of like we call them Democrats rather than we call them communists. We call the rhinos rhinos. We don't call them communists, socialists, because that's what they are. And they're selling out the United States. They're committing treason against the people of the United States. And, of course, they're getting away with it because most people aren't paying any attention to what's really going on. And so more and more of these military commanders that really know what's going on are beginning to come out and tell us. But unfortunately, I don't think most people believe it. They just simply cannot wrap their mind around the fact that there are very evil people within the United States that are plotting the demise of this country and how, what this country was years ago. It's not here anymore. One of the things that Barack Obama said that was true, most of it wasn't. America's no longer a Christian nation, he said. He's absolutely right. The Christians so-called in America aren't Christians anymore. I don't know why or how they even call them, have the audacity to call themselves Christians. They don't pay any attention to what Jesus said. And now we got this Ashbury revival. And I have my suspicions about it. However, the Holy Ghost and Holy Spirit can work and sift through what's true and what isn't. But you're going to see more and more revivals without any repentance, with no repentance. They don't even know what the word means. It's just all joy and happiness and blah, blah, blah. Well, that is not what the scriptures actually teach, folks. James worded it this way, turn your laughter, turn your joy into sorrow. Lie not against the truth. And so what we have is a feel-good Christianity, which is not Christianity, folks. It's a deception. It's a deception that Jesus Christ said was going to come. Peter said it was going to come. John told us it was going to come. It's here. And although I love to hear that they're preaching Jesus Christ, as Paul said, at least that's what they are doing. So I'll give them credit for that. Anyway, getting back to the general, this is all starting. People that have integrity are starting to come out and tell the truth. At great expense, I might add, to themselves, because you have major media against you. And now you're having, they've infiltrated alternative media as well, as Larry well knows, I do, vetting stuff. It's getting harder and harder. As Jesus said, everything is a deception. Everything is a delusion. You don't know what's true, and you don't know what isn't. Anyway, yeah, Larry, that's at a time when, here's another headline, China going after Taiwan, sending 25 warplanes and I guess three battleships into their waters. Do you have any more on that? China is very, very dangerous, folks. And we have to be very, very watchful about China, Russia, Israel, and Iran, North Korea. These are all coming together against the United States of Babylon. Anyway, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is Frank Gaffney. He's an expert in situations involving China and basically around the world, and he was recently saying and warning the American people that you need to wake up, said, the administration in America is just about to find themselves on a forefront war at the same time when all intelligence indicates we may not even be able to win a one-front war. And he was what he was sharing was basically one front would be Russia and its allies in Ukraine. then you would have China and Taiwan and all Asia, I guess, and then you would have Iran, and then you would have North Korea at the same time. And he even gave a warning about Israel. And this is what's interesting. This came out, it came out today, Stuart, and it, you know, Netanyahu's back in power. They're trying to bring him down. They've even got demonstrations in the streets now that have turned violent, kind of like Antifa, if you will. And but this is a headline that came out today, Stuart, and it came out of Israel. Debka file says Pentagon reports Iran can now make fissile material for a nuclear weapon in 12 more days. Iran is now in the final steps. So, Stuart, Netanyahu swore he had never allowed this. Now, also, we got reports last week I shared about intelligence that's coming out that the Ministry of Defense and the Mossad, head of the Mossad, and the IDF and others were in secret meetings, at least five secret meetings last week with Netanyahu about an attack on Iran. And it appears, now I'm just saying it appears from the intelligence, which may not be totally accurate, but it appears that Netanyahu is about to the point he's decided he's going to have to attack Iran alone. So if we've only got 12 days till they make bombs, we're really close.
Well, we've got that. We've got what's going on in Ukraine. The Russians have encircled Bakhmut, I guess. Is that how you pronounce that city?
Yeah, Bakhmut. They actually have encircled it. They've got 7,000 Ukrainian troops trapped there that cannot get reinforcements or supplies. And now, today, Zelensky came out in a press conference and said it's very possible that Ukraine will have to try to fall back from Bakhmut. Well, that's not exactly accurate. They're surrounded.
Wow. And then we have the rhetoric that NATO and the USA are going to try to take back Crimea. And we have our Medvedev, our good friend Medvedev, which appears now to be the spokesman for the military as well, says, you go ahead and try it. And we're going to dig out the, well, they've already activated their nuclear arsenal. And they're jamming a lot of the areas where their nuclear weapons are, so we can't really find out exactly where everything is or what they're doing with it. And you have to remember, folks, that the Bible does teach us that Israel is attacked, Isaiah chapter 17, that America is attacked, basically, I think, at approximately the same time, and we are brought down. And I know a lot of people think and poo-poo the Russian military and think that NATO and the American military can, and EU can certainly take care of any Russian invasion, and that's just simply untrue. The State Department, not the State Department, I think the military, has actually run scenarios. If I remember right, Larry can correct that if it's wrong. They ran a war scenario with China against America, and we lose, and we lose rapidly. I mean, within a couple of hours, we're done. They ran the same scenario with Russia, and we didn't win that either. And, you know, this is all part of a script, and that script is to bring in Antichrist. That's what this whole thing is about. It's Psalm 2, Psalm 2 wars. And it's not only a spiritual war, it manifests itself in people and wars and this sort of thing, and that's what's going on. We were warned about this in the scriptures over and over and over again. And people are just, I don't know, they're just walking away from the Bible and saying it's just book of mythology, while 100% of the prophecies are being fulfilled with 100% accuracy. So I don't know how people can do that other than the fact that they're in total denial and just cannot believe what's really happening to them. But your life here as an American citizen has now been totally changed, and it's becoming more and more apparent as people are struggling more and more. They are deliberately bringing us down, and they're doing a good job. I'll read a headline here. This is from Steve Quayle. The orchestrated destruction of America is exploding before our eyes in these darkening days of mass carnage as humanity is culled by coordinated attacks upon our food supply, water, and air, let alone they're pushing the jab, which is killing people left and right, and they're still pushing it. Got to ask yourself, why in the world would our medical establishment be pushing something they got to know? It's killing people and maiming people by the thousands and thousands all over the world, and yet they're still pushing it. Even your major medical people are pushing it. Why? Well, there's only one answer, and people better get used to it. They want you dead. They're not going to ever tell you that, but that's what it is. It's a death wish. It's a culling. Georgia Guidestones. Anyway, I don't want to get on a rant with that. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I was going to share real quick here because, this is not a thus saith the Lord. This is simply a dream Timothy Dixon had March the 1st, actually. He just put it out. It's interesting, though, because of what we shared in the beginning of the show from that general. On March 1st, Timothy Dixon says, I had a dream America's compromised. He said, I dreamed that Hawaii was being attacked by China. He said, this is only a dream. He said, this is not a prophetic word. This is a dream. He said, take it as that. He said, the emergency broadcast system did not come on as Hawaii was being attacked by China and Russia. And he said that the Pentagon leadership, and he said, I know one of the top generals that held back the warning where America wouldn't know that Hawaii was under attack by the Russians and the Chinese, and he said they took that island, of those islands. And then later, of course, America finds out it's at war. He says also that Russia invades the U.S. across the Canadian border, and China and Russia own Hawaii from that point forward. He said America is being compromised, traitors are everywhere, and America's diminished, and she's under attack. And he said, that was my dream. What do you think?
Well, I would say that's probably very accurate because that's exactly what Red Elk saw. They come down from the northern border. Well, of course, Canada is totally betrayed by that idiot Trudeau, and he's a communist to the core. He's a World Economic Forum trainee. All of this is coming out of the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, the Fourth Beast, the Fourth Reich of the rich, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and people are just sitting back twiddling their thumbs. Too late now, anyway. We're at the last time of things, and not much anybody can do about it. It's just too bad to watch this whole nation go down the tubes. And nothing anybody can do about it except get under the wings of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only way out. There is no other way out now. And they are going to come into this country. The UN forces, peacekeepers, so-called. Most people don't realize how the UN has all kinds of military vehicles stashed all over the United States, just waiting for the call. And then we will go under, the Constitution will be suspended, and we will be under United Nations martial law. The United Nations is a military operation. It's military, folks. It's not civilian. It's military. Peacekeepers are military. And they're going to operate under their articles. It's all been made out. It's all laid out. It's all legal, according to them. Of course, you have to commit treason in order to bring in a new world order in this country. But like Larry just said from that dream, treason everywhere. It is. It's everywhere. From Washington, D.C. to the state level, down to the county level, and probably even down to the township level. And going to be a lot of people when they wake up, finally. I don't if they ever do. Do you think they will, Larry? I don't know if they ever will.
Well, you know, it's difficult for me to forget that dream my friend had that when I was living in Hugo, Oklahoma. I met an old retired railroad man there that told me about some secret places in the mountains that there are bunkers and things. But one thing he shared with me was a dream that he had had, remember? He said,
yes.
There's going to come a time, he said, because I saw the dream. And he said, at the time I had the dream, the light poles in that location in Oklahoma I just mentioned were different. And so I knew it wasn't time yet, but he said now the light poles that have replaced those old light poles in this city are the very ones I saw in my dream where people were hanging by the neck until dead from those. He said there were foreigners, and they were in our country, but the citizens were hanging people that was involved in treason. He said they were hanging them from light poles, and these are the light poles. And he said what was interesting, too, there seemed to be piles of ash, like volcanic ash that had been piled up. And he said, so I don't know if something had gone off or there'd been an event. But he said, there's coming a day, I really believe, and I think he's passed on now, but he says there's coming a day that in America there's going to be a lot of people hung from trees and poles as the you know, the foreigners that have entered our country stand by and watch.
Yep. Well, that's what happens to people. I don't know why they do what they do. And here's another headline I want to get into. Berlin left unprotected as air defense systems are sent to Ukraine. The Skynex and Skyranger air defense systems were intended to defend the German capital. Steve says the genocidal takedown of the old world order explodes. That's exactly what they're doing. Do you see, folks? They're disarming Europe and America by sending all this stuff over. Meanwhile, the UN has infiltrated the American scene. And they're all over the place. So when this thing starts to go down, you watch. We'll be under martial law, and the UN will come out with their peacekeeping people. Most likely they'll be Chinese and other foreigners who will simply round up and kill any American they happen to want to kill. And this is the way it's going to be. We're under treason, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. It's part of the judgment of the Lord Jesus Christ against us for abandoning God. And this is where we are. You simply can't do it. You always pay a price. You don't take the blessings of the Lord and turn around, give him the finger, and leave. It just doesn't work that way. And people are going to find it out the hard, hard way. It's going to be horrible when this is all starting. Anyway, what else you got? Larry,
well, I was going to mention, as you were mentioning, how that it appears that the global elite are basically disarming all of Europe and America, and we're ripe for a takeover because there's no resistance to this disarming. But I wanted to share this because this could come up in a few days. We just don't know when, but there seems to be a flashpoint called Transnistria. That's on the border. Mm-hmm. That's a territory of Moldova that Russia is in charge of. And in that Transnistria region, there is one of the world's largest military bunker. It's an old Soviet bunker that's full of arms and munitions and weaponry. And it appears that since there's not enough ammo in NATO anymore, that Ukraine is going to try to go after it with NATO's help in Transnistria. Now, here's a Hal Turner covert intel, February the 27th. It says a statement by the Russian Ministry of Defense regarding Ukraine attack on Transnistria says Russia warns the United States, NATO, and Ukraine that any actions against Transnistria and threat to its security will be considered under international law as an attack on the Russian Federation. Now, here's something that's happened we've got to watch really close because of the fact that involving that same, on the 25th, Turner posted it, covert intel said Romania deploys air defense missiles along the Moldova border. Romanian air defense set to cover Moldova and Transnistria. Why would Romanian, which is NATO, air defense cover Transnistria unless we plan on attacking and don't want Russians coming, you know, against us through the air? But anyway, with me saying that, I wanted the latest one, though. This is interesting. It says, and I put an image up, too, tanks are, and HIMARS systems from the U.S. All this stuff is moving through Romania towards Moldova. And I put an image up, it up on the blog. It's and Hal Turner covert intel reports Romania prepares for war, tanks and HIMARS units in the streets, army columns of Gepards and HIMARS launch rocket systems on the streets in Romania headed to Moldova border. Romania Ministry of Defense issues a call to war with U.S. military and NATO in Romania now and reserves to fight Russia, told this war will escalate. Now, what's interesting also for those that haven't received the intel is that Russia already knows that Ukraine has moved anywhere from 20 to 30,000 troops into the areas of the border region of Moldova almost within probably 40, 50 minutes of Transnistria. So it appears, unless something changes, that they're going to try to take this big dumb, and it's like 20,000 tons of weapons and ammo and munitions. And the interesting thing is, on top of that, is that Hal Turner, if it's true, is saying that his sources from inside Russia say that Russia is going to use tactical nuclear weapons during this.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. They're going to have to. They've been pushing Russia into this for a long, long time. And you don't have to be pro-Russia at all. It's just factual. We have been deliberately pushing, and it's been in writing, just like Putin claimed. He said it's all in writing. You know what they're doing. They've written it down, and they're just following the script. And they're pushing Russia into having to use nuclear weapons to defend the motherland, fatherland, whatever you want to call it. And at the same time all this is going on, we have solar problems. Any more word on that, Larry, before we close?
Well, the moment it's kind of quiet after we've had some G1s, G2s, and even G3 strong geomagnetic storms and CME strikes, and there's a lot of sunspots right now. They're very concerned. So, and matter of fact, yesterday there was an M8.6, I believe it was, solar flare, and that's basically an X, if you want to call it that. So we're really watching. These things bother people.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. I mean, everything is coming to a head just like the Lord said it would. When you see all these things converging, know you, he said, that I am at the door. And we've got the UFO sightings are on a major increase. We've got really weird little people that are showing up. We'll get into that maybe on Friday. Even the president of Mexico put something out on little people. He's got a picture of, evidently, I don't know who took it, of one of these little people sitting in a tree. These little people are real. And you're going to see things you wouldn't believe, I believe, as we get closer and closer. Dog man, pig man, all kinds of weird things are going to start showing up. And maybe Friday we can get into a whole lot more of this. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And I guess, Lord willing, we'll be back on Friday to talk more about this. Thanks a lot, everyone. Take care. Good night.